You're listening to the Hello Wyoming podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello again, and welcome back to the Hello Wyoming podcast. I'm Charles Lammers with the Wyoming Office of Tourism. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the Star Valley Scenic Byway with Violet Sanderson. Violet, can you give me a quick introduction of yourself?
Absolutely, Charles. Thanks. Like you said, I'm Violet Sanderson, town administrator for the town of Afton. We are a small community in Star Valley, which is located on the Star Valley Scenic Byway here on the western side of Wyoming. I have been blessed with the opportunity to be the administrator for the town of Afton for about 4 years now. So I'm kind of charged with the task of managing all the day-to-day operations of our town. We have a population of about 2,200 people, and we're located in Star Valley. But I'm happy to speak with you guys today about all the fun things that somebody can do as they're traveling through the valley on the Scenic Byway.
Sounds great. And Afton in particular, I know there's a lot of great towns along the Star Valley Scenic Byway, but Afton is a very road trip friendly town. Lots of great places to stay, things to see. And even if you're into hiking, you know, you can even hike up to the Intermittent Spring. So these are all things that we'll bring up as we talk about the Scenic Byway. So Violet, now that we've gotten to know you and your organization, we're going to dive into the Star Valley Scenic Byway. This is actually Wyoming's newest scenic byway. It's an 80-mile stretch of US 89 in Lincoln County, which is the western edge of Wyoming. And the south end of the byway starts a few miles north of Geneva Junction, just outside of Idaho, and continues north as it climbs Salt Canyon, descends into Star Valley, and ends 9 miles south of Hoback Junction, just west of Jackson, Wyoming. Since this is a relatively new scenic byway, do you know what the inspiration behind its creation was?
I believe it was a community effort for all of Star Valley and Lincoln County to kind of come together and highlight this portion of the highway. Star Valley is very rich in history and culture, and I think all the residents of the community just wanted to, you know, kind of bound together and highlight some of those things. And petitioning for the Scenic Byway was a way for them to be able to kind of put us on the map, so to speak, or to allow our specific location known as Star Valley to be highlighted in that way. And it was, like you had mentioned, we are one of the newer scenic byways in the state of Wyoming. I believe it was about 10 years ago that we became a scenic byway. And that was done in a community effort for people throughout Lincoln County, Star Valley, Chamber of Commerce, residents, communities. We all kind of banded together and started that petition and went through all of the steps we had to necessary with the Wyoming Department of Transportation to become a scenic byway.
Sounds great. And, you know, I couldn't think of a more appropriate byway because it is very scenic in all of Lincoln County, especially the area that Afton sits in. I know that it's an area that when I've traveled through in the spring is green and it stays that way through about mid-July. But even in the winter, it is an iconic looking area.
So in regards to the beauty that we have on our scenic byway, absolutely. So we are basically the highway is at the valley floor. So you are flanked with mountains and rolling hills from east and west as you drive through the scenic byway. You kind of mentioned that our scenic byway starts up over Salt Pass. The locals refer to it as the south end because you're coming in up through the south end of the valley. And so as you come off that south end of the valley, it's kind of a large mountain that you come down into the valley floor, and then you start to come into the different communities we have. And we have a lot of small communities that aren't necessarily incorporated in Star Valley, but, you know, they're all kind of small little settlements throughout here and there. And they span, you know, we've got Smoot, which is kind of the very, very southern community tip as you come off of the south end into the valley floor. We've got Fairview and Auburn, which are more towards the eastern or to the western side of the valley as you continue north. Afton, which is an incorporated municipality that I serve for, was established and/or incorporated in 1902. And then you move further north and you come in through Grover, which is not an incorporated community, but it is just a little community. And then even further north, you get to Thane, Wyoming, which is an incorporated municipality, and they consider themselves to be the heart of Star Valley because they are kind of central within the valley. And then if you continue even farther north and to the east, you come up to Star Valley Ranch, which is actually one of the newest incorporated towns within the valley. And it's just pretty new to the state as well as an incorporated community. And then if you keep going even farther north, you come into to Freedom, which is a community that is settled, and it's actually kind of borders the line of Idaho and Wyoming. And it has kind of a unique way in which it got its name. And then you move forward, you move even further north, and then you get to Alpine, which is basically kind of where all, you know, all those three Grand Rivers converge. And it's before you start at the base of Snake River Canyon to head up to Jackson.
That sounds absolutely awesome. And I want to keep talking about these towns. Let's talk about some of the amenities that travelers can encounter. You know, unlike a lot of the scenic byways in Wyoming, which are incredibly rural, this scenic byway passes through a good bit of little towns that actually have gas stations and restaurants and things to do. You know, some of the scenic byways in Wyoming don't have any of that. And you have to plan ahead, really far ahead, in order to travel the scenic byway so that you're prepared. Tell me a little bit about what is available in a lot of these communities that the byway passes through.
So I'm a little biased because I am in Afton and I serve that community well in my capacity. But so in the town of Afton, it's the first incorporated municipality you'll come to on the scenic byway as you're coming through Star Valley Scenic Byway. Afton is home to a lot of wonderful things. So we have the world's largest elk antler arch. It's comprised of over 3,000 elk antlers, and it actually spans the whole width of our highway. So you will drive under it as you drive down our main street in our central business district downtown. A lot of people like to stop and take selfies in front of the elk antler arch. So that's kind of something we're famous for. And don't let Jackson tell you any different. We had the first one, but we also are home to quite a large, you know, hospital, which is kind of rare for kind of a rural area. And our hospital is pretty well known. It's one of the top surgical centers in the area, which is really good. A lot of people throughout the state travel this way for orthopedic surgery and things like that. The town of Afton also has fabulous amenities for people who are hungry. So if you're looking for something to eat, we have quite a few restaurants in town in Afton. We have a great seafood restaurant, which seems a little odd here on the western side of Wyoming, but we have some seafood restaurants, some Chinese restaurants. We have just a good variety if you're hungry, looking to come through Afton. We also have three different gas stations. So if you need to get some gas or grab something to eat, you're going to be able to do that in Afton. And we also have quite a few little shops, boutiques, where you can find some knickknacks or trinkets as you enjoy your stay through Wyoming. Thane as well. Thane is known for being, it was the home of the Star Valley Cheese Factory. Thane was. Unfortunately, the cheese factory is no longer there. But usually when you mention the name Thane, Wyoming to somebody, they think of Star Valley Cheese. And they also have some really great restaurants and some gas stations available too. And then, so Star Valley Ranch as a town is one of the newer towns in Star Valley, and it's more of a residential community. They don't have a lot of commercial up there, but it is a great little detour off the scenic byway if you're looking just for a really pretty drive in the fall or summer or springtime. But if you want to continue going, and if you plan to go, you know, through Alpine to go into Idaho or to go up Snake River Canyon and further on into Jackson, you can stop in Alpine, where they as well have really great restaurants, places to stop and shop and enjoy the scenery as you just stretch your legs. And another great thing that the town of Afton is known for is our intermittent spring. So we have one of the world's largest intermittent springs. Some people call it the spring that breathes. So that means that after peak flow times in the spring and summer, during the late fall period, it's the flow of the spring stops. And then it starts again in about 15-minute intervals, and people are able to see that. So you can actually hike up to the spring. It's only about a 2-mile drive east of Afton, right off 2nd Avenue on our main street. And then it's about a 3/4-mile hike one way to get there. And if you're here in the fall time, it's a beautiful time to come through Star Valley, just as the spring and the summer is as well. Fall, we have gorgeous colors here in the fall time. It's actually one of my favorite times of the year, also because we have great hunting in our area. But those are some of the things that Afton is known for and some of the things that you can do as a traveler through Star Valley on the scenic byway.
Sounds great. So what I'm hearing is amenities galore throughout the Star Valley area. So that makes it probably one of those places where you could probably spend a day or more.
Yeah, and you could definitely spend more than a day. You know, we do also have some great hotel amenities in our area as well. So if you're driving through and you know, you're in love with the beauty of our valley, then you'll find different, you know, different hotel accommodations in each incorporated municipality.
Sounds great. Sounds great. So Violet, let's talk a little bit about seasonality along the Star Valley Scenic Byway. A lot of people don't know this, but there's a place to ski along the scenic byway. Is that correct?
Well, there's a lot of places to ski. So if you talk about downhill skiing, Piney Creek Ski Resort is actually kind of located down by Cokeville, which is another community, which is just kind of on the other side of our valley. But it is a great little ski resort where people can access and do some downhill skiing. As far as cross-country skiing, we have some great trails that are groomed throughout the year, both in the municipalities on our golf courses, because, you know, we got to make use of the resources and assets we have. But so there's groomed trails on both the Afton Municipal Golf Course as well as the Star Valley Ranch Municipal Golf Courses. And then also just some of the trails in the backways. So the south end itself, which is that salt pass that you come over before you get into Star Valley, has a lot of really good cross-country skiing groomed trails as well.
So fortunately, the Star Valley Scenic Byway is one of those that are open year-round and has activities that kind of reflect that as well. That's great to hear. And I bet in the fall, it's absolutely gorgeous. You already mentioned the fall foliage. At one point, I knew a photographer that lived in Alpine, and the reason that she lived there was because of the foliage itself and because it's a great place to be a photographer in general. That's fantastic to hear. What kind of wildlife can we expect to see in this area?
Oh, we have a lot of wildlife throughout the valley. So deer abound, obviously, and especially late in the winter and this springtime throughout the year into the summer, the deer are coming down closer to town. You'll see more deer using our sidewalks than people, which I love to see. But so tons of deer within the communities and all around. We have a really good elk population. So another thing that's really awesome about Alpine is that just south of the town of Alpine is an elk refuge. So it's kind of an extension of the one that's up in Jackson. So the Forest Service feeds the elk on that ground. And so there's a, you know, at any time of year, usually when you're going through just south of Jackson, you're able to see the elk there on that feed ground, which is pretty cool. But we do, so we've got deer and elk. We have all sorts. Sometimes you can see bears. Bears are more likely to be seen in Snake River Canyon, and it's a more rare thing, but it has happened. My husband himself has actually seen a grizzly bear in Snake River Canyon. We have black bears just up Swift Creek Canyon, where the intermittent spring is. We also have mountain lions. We have a great array of birds. Any bird watchers that are out there, I can't specifically name a bunch of special birds that you can see, but we do have a lot of birds here. Like I said, we're rich in hunting and fishing here in our valley. So in regards to big game animals to be hunted, you know, we have great hunting here, as well as birds. You know, we've got plenty of chickens for chicken hunting. We've got ducks for duck hunting. If you're a duck hunter and, you know, want to come here, or a bird hunter, you can do that too. And fishing. Salt River is actually the river that flanks the highway as it goes through the valley. And Salt River is a really good fishing spot as well for fly fishermen. We have a lot of, you know, fly fishermen that love to fish from the banks and different spots in Salt River, as well as people that come and guide on through drift boats.
It sounds like an incredible experience to be on a drift boat in that river, especially right off the highway. That's very convenient. As we wrap up here, one more question. What do you think sets Star Valley Scenic Byway apart from Wyoming's other byways? And specifically, what sets Star Valley apart from other valleys in the state of Wyoming?
Star Valley is rich in natural assets, and it just really is a very comforting, welcoming place. So as you come through as a tourist or as a resident, or, you know, even if you're just driving through, it just has a really welcoming feeling. Like I said before in the interview, you know, you're flanked on both sides of the scenic byway as you drive through Star Valley with mountains, and you just get this sense of being hugged as you're driving through the valley. And at least that's the way I like to think of it. And so that's what I think sets us apart, is just our natural beauty and the assets we have here. And you're sure to find something to do, whether you're a family, whether you're, you know, driving through by yourself or just with some friends. We also have fabulous summer and fall activities throughout the valley in each of the communities as well. So if you're interested in any of the website links that can get you to that, I can provide those as well.
Sounds like a lot of great times to be had in the Star Valley area. Violet, is there anything else that our listeners should know as they travel the Star Valley Scenic Byway?
I would just say, know that you're coming to a place of natural beauty that's home to two major national forests, Bridger Teton and Caribou Targhee Forest, three rivers, a major reservoir, Palisades, which is up by Alpine, and four mountain ranges. And you will not be disappointed. Even if you are just driving through, you wouldn't even have to stop and visit the locals or experience the food that we have here. It would just, the drive itself will not disappoint.
Excellent. Yes, it is a very special place. And I highly recommend that when you travel through Star Valley, take your time. It is a place where you need to slow down and take in the sights, the people, the food, all of the experiences. On that note, Violet, if a traveler wants to plan a visit to the area, what websites can they check out to learn more about the Star Valley area?
So one website specific about Star Valley in general, which kind of gets a little bit of a highlight about all of our communities, is starvalleywy.com. So that is just a website specific to the valley itself. If you want to know anything specific about, so like if you want to know specific about Afton and visiting here in Afton, visit aftonwy.com is our website for that. That's Star okay. Valley Ranch has its own website as a community, which is starvalleyranchwy.org. And the town of Thane also has its own website, which is thane-wy.com.
Awesome. So there's a number of places people can go to learn more information about the Star Valley area and plan their trip to Star Valley. Violet, thanks for talking with us about the Star Valley Scenic Byway today.
Yes, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
You bet. And listeners, when you visit Wyoming, make sure to travel responsibly. Don't forget to follow along on our social media channels and use hashtag Wyoming and hashtag That's Why as you post. Visit travelwyoming.com to plan your next Wyoming vacation. See you on the next episode of the Hello Wyoming podcast. This has been another episode of the Hello Wyoming podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hosted by Charles Lammers and produced by Relic.